Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Whalen Productions presents We're Alive, Lockdown. Part 5 of 6.
Panic's coming from inside one of the solitary cells.
Someone's still alive in there?
How is that possible?
I don't think it is. How could they get infected while still locked up? Everyone's alone in there.
We watched closely as the door shook in the dark hallway, and we were fixated on it, staring. We barely noticed the outline of someone stepping into frame, looking into the cell.
Who the hell is that?
I knew there would be more survivors.
Are you sure he's not like them?
Look how he moves.
Sure it's a he?
Look at the outline of his head. He's bald.
Chemo? If it's a woman.
Quiet.
They're checking in on someone.
Who?
Hey, can you make out the name tag?
I think it's a A.
That's an MC something. There's something scribbled there. I can't make it out.
Austin McKibben? He was supposed to be in here so he could go to his trial.
He'd be in here with us. Tough luck.
Not for us. You have never met that man.
Why on earth are they just standing there, watching?
Hold on. The guy in the hall. That's... What's his name? He was sent to the courthouse. He left a little while before any of this happened.
You sure he left?
Absolutely. He must have come back.
Yeah, but how? The jail's in lockdown. How the hell did he get back in? This can't be the same guy.
William Roberts, right here. Yep, that's gotta be him. Those are tattoos, right?
You saw him there.
The camera was dark, so we weren't sure at the time. But looking back, it was him.
Did you see what he was doing?
No, not exactly. I mean, we found out later. Like I said, we had no idea what we were seeing.
Ink. You think this is him? I don't know, picture's kind of dark and fuzzy.
I have his transfer papers around here somewhere. I think there's a photo.
What is he doing?
Just looking inside the rooms. Can he let them out?
Guard station at the end of the hall has a set of keys. Looks busted out, so maybe.
Here's the picture. It's before the tattoos, though. Wow, and he had hair.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not much to go on here.
All we have is his transfer sheet.
Well, whoever it is, they're leaving.
Turned or not, it's just one guy. We can still go down there, right? How far is that?
About the same distance as Central. But it's the floor below us. We're gonna have to open the door down in block 7 where I was, and then head through another block, down the ramp, past the hole, and then I guess you're there.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Well, what would you suggest?
Another idea?
How bad is the cell block we'd have to go through?
I'm not sure. Here, pull up this camera. Doesn't look too bad.
Doesn't look bad? They're all over the block!
Well, you only need to go through the guard station here, not all the way in. That's clear.
Only? And who's you?
That door goes to the hall at the solitary. Then which door next? Hey, Simon.
Oh, maintenance. It's right through there. But that's an electronic door, right?
Uh-huh. You're gonna need to use the cutter for two of them. Here and here. Rest of the doors I have keys for.
Just enough gas.
I'll have to hotwire the exit out of 7 block. It's getting pretty easy since I've done it twice already.
So, we're all doing this, right?
Whoa. Let's just hold on here. And a bigger question, who's going?
Well, I guess we don't really need to send everyone.
Yeah, that worked great last time.
Well, we got a few new toys since then.
Yeah, but if we all go, we have an easier time getting there.
Easier to be noticed, too. The fewer, the better.
If you want, I can watch the monitors. I'm pretty fast at figuring out which is which.
And someone needs to work the door.
Again, is it that hard to do?
We get it. Nobody wants to go. How else can we pick?
Draw straws.
Screw it. I'll go. I think I can make it there, but I'd need at least one other person to carry the water.
Huh? Drawing for one is easier than drawing for two.
Anyone got sticks or something?
Oh, for Christ. Just write everyone's name down and put them in a bag.
That way Fredo's in there, too. I don't think he really cares, though.
Well, he can't fit through the vent, remember? We gotta leave from 7.
Ugh, damn it.
Don't be me. Do not be me.
Okay, should I draw? No bias?
Sure. Here's everyone.
Okay, so you all agree. Your name's pulled, you gotta go. No backing out.
I guess.
Can't fight it.
Here,
small.
Pull from the back.
All right. And the winner of the all-expenses-paid trip goes to...
Let me see.
What? Who is it?
Well, buddy, looks like it's just the two of us.
Me? Oh, man. Seriously?
What can I say? The two of us. We can make it if we try.
Not funny.
All right. I think everyone else knows what they need to do.
I can talk to you over the radio now that I can charge mine. I'll walk you through everything.
All right. I guess I'll go get started on the door.
We'll give you whatever weapons we can.
You know what you're doing, right?
I hope so.
Man, why'd you have to pick me?
We went through it all again. Something else to try past the doors. Thinking... this time would be different. Those who could went through the vent down to block 7, where they prepped everything. It was just like every other section of jail, with security glass and solid doors. There were no old barred walls here. And when I got there, Jody was screwing around in the guard station while the rest finished up their tasks.
Water jug is in the backpack. Should give you more than enough weight to throw the switch.
Shouldn't I know how to make this work?
Jody! Hey, he's got a question for you.
Just a sec.
We don't have any more seconds. It's almost time. They're going to be sleeping soon, right? What the hell? Jody! What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure something out. Don't worry. I finished modding their gear a while ago.
Considering Bogart's the one that's got to use this literal pile of garbage, you mind helping him out?
It's not trash if it works.
Hey, Jeremy! You want to hear this too?
I can hear you from in here.
So, all you need to do is attach this bucket to the breaker with the zip tie and puncture the jug. Here. That's it.
So I'm carrying all this.
And Simeon's bringing down a few more things to take as well. Wonderful.
I'm almost there. Just a little further.
So you're good now. I can go back to the observation room?
I don't really like you screwing around with the controls in there.
I'm not hurting anything, I swear. Just give me a sec. Oh.
You figured out how to open the doors.
Just the ones for this block.
It's not really all that special. Room is just like a mini central. Push a few buttons to open and close the cell doors in 7. It's not really that complicated.
Unless I did it. Standing right here.
How'd you do that?
Would you set a timer or something? What, another bucket?
Nope. Just a cell phone. And Mark's laptop. The doors are relay controlled. I just found a way to tap in.
So you can control all the doors in here now?
Just that one, so far. Hard part was making a wire harness to go from the laptop to the control board serial port. But I can at least remotely open and close your exit now. I didn't want a repeat from the last time.
Well, thank you for that.
Finally. Here's the radio now. And also the stun shields. Had to drag them back down here.
If they get close enough for those, then it's already too late. This'll keep them far enough back.
Jeremy had taken the spear idea I had before. This time, using what he found in 7 blocks, sharpening a smooth, curved blade to a pole about 6 feet long, all one piece. He even wrapped a handle with tape and put a hilt on it. Light, but strong.
Wow. That used to be a guardrail?
Give Bogart the tasers and the shield. If they get close, but they shouldn't.
Little cocky.
Confident.
That makes one of us.
Yeah, don't sweat it. I got your back.
And here. Use this in case things get bad. I found a riot gas canister in the back of the guard room. Use it only if you have to, and make sure it's far away from you.
Gavin, it's 2 a.m. We need to get the show on the road.
Is it gonna be that loud the whole time?
Not with my earpiece on. Hold on.
I'll get the door.
Check, check. Can you hear me?
It's fine, over.
Someone's gonna stay down here, right? In case we need to come back this way?
I'll be here, watching the door. I can see the cameras from my laptop down here, too.
I'm gonna head back up.
Let me go first. I'm faster. So, good luck, Jeremy, Bogart. Don't die.
Stop being so mushy. Really stop. You're too kind.
Oh, man.
It'll take them a few minutes to get up there. I'm gonna switch a control over for the exit door.
I'll have you on the monitor the whole time. Eyes in the sky.
Tell us what you see, but only what you need to. The sound bleeds a little.
You think they would have gone in? Their name was pulled?
Who? The guards?
Yeah, you think they would have done this for us?
At this point, it doesn't matter. Just focus on me and do what I do.
Okay.
If you're nervous, just try and think of the good stuff that can come from this. Picture the outside. You remember what that's like?
Oh, yeah. Blue skies, warm sun, birds, ocean. Man, after this, I seriously want to go to the beach.
I'm here! I'm ready.
About time. Almost started without you. We ready here?
Only need to say the word.
You think if we get out, they'll stick around with us?
Maybe. Maybe not. Danny seems to have warmed up a bit. Pretty handy.
And she's pretty hot. You know, Spunk, you probably slam in bed. Don't tell me you haven't thought about it.
Oh my, this is awkward.
Well, I guess I should take that as a compliment.
I guess they don't remember we can hear them.
The door's clear. Tell Jody we're ready.
Jody, all set! Go!
Opening the doors now!
Showtime.
Oh, here we go again.
Well, we made it through before. Just deep breaths.
How?
Last time I didn't know what was really out there.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Here goes. Right, this way. Yeah, this is so creepy. All right, well, take it easy. Don't get too nervous. Who knows, they might be able to smell that.
Okay, they made it to the first door.
Smooth sailing so far. The other side's clear. Cut through. Nothing's close to you.
Anyone else worried that by torching through the locks, they won't be able to shut the doors? There's nothing stopping anything coming through.
Just hope it doesn't come to that.
All right, here, let's take a look. All right, so after this door, they'll be going here. Get that camera, C-27.
Where's Freda?
Still taking a nap. Does it matter?
I'm just keeping an eye out.
Hold up. Looks like they've got a problem.
Is everything okay? Why'd you stop?
I'm almost through. I can break the rest, but the cutter's running low.
You're joking.
You need to come back here?
That might be just enough for the next door.
For the next door's in the cell block.
Well, so what?
Fuck this. Don't risk it. We're gonna get stuck in there.
That's not gonna happen.
How do you know it?
Because I won't let it.
That doesn't... You can't know what will happen.
What's the problem?
There isn't one. Just give me a sec. The ship is sinking. Get out now, or let it pull us under. It's only gonna get worse. You wanna go back? Dump your pack and turn around. I could do this on my own. Those are your options. But you return alone.
I'll come.
Yeah, damn right you will. Easy, easy, easy.
The smell.
Yeah, I know. Stay close.
They're coming into cell block 8. 8. Wait, Fredo was from 8. This is the bad one, isn't it? Do they know that?
Would it matter? Just keep your eyes on the screen.
Move to cameras F and H.
Stay on your toes. It could get... Jeez, you got one coming up in front of you!
There's no other way they can go.
I know. They're gonna have to kill it. And quietly.
Oh. Jeremy knew they were spotted before we did. As that thing turned towards them, he was already in front of it, sending his spear right under his chin, lifting it off the ground. And Bogart just kept pointing his taser at it, like locked on. And Jeremy carefully lowered its corpse to the floor, sliding it off the pole.
Ooh, impressive.
Wow.
Don't get excited yet. Focus on the cameras. Did any of the others hear? Look for more.
No one heard. Keep moving. The guard room will be coming up in the distance.
Use the key I marked. Just head through to the other side.
This way. Easy. Sorry.
Whoa. There's something new. Three bodies by the door by the guard room. I can't tell if they're dead or what. They weren't there when I last checked.
Well, how long ago was that?
I don't remember.
Oh, man.
Okay. These few coming up might be alive. I'm gonna make sure they're dead.
Oh, Lord, keep me safe.
All right, just quit shaking.
I can't.
Right, deep breaths. Focus on me.
Okay, go.
buzzing from in here. Just keep going. There they are. One. Two. Shit! Open the door! Did we fuck up?
They heard that, right? They had to.
Oh, shh, easy, easy.
Doesn't look like it. One just took your free meal. He's dragging it away. There's a mass of them sleeping in the day room, but they didn't move. Okay, move on. Gavin's looking, but none around you now.
All right, we're good. We're good.
Hey, wait. Can we stay in here for... for just a minute. That's all I need.
Well, then keep your butt to the floor. They can still see through the glass.
You can move on.
We're gonna catch our breath in here. You did good. Shooting the third. Figured that one was already dead.
So did I.
You can aim for the heart, not just the neck or head. Still was damn hard to get to it. Thick skin.
I'll let the others know.
The first ones were softer. Getting tougher. Aren't they?
Maybe.
You might not want to sit around too long. They won't be sleeping forever.
We need to go?
You'd spare another minute.
Let's just get the fuck out of here.
All right, well, change out your taser cartridge first.
I already did.
Good news. Gavin says the path to solitary is clear on this side.
Danny says it's clear after this. No more surprises.
Good. You got through, right?
Mostly. Just a small bit left on the lock. Alright, if I use the spear... almost. Oh, fuck!
They're all waking up! Get out of there!
Inside!
We can't lock it!
Damn it, we gotta book it now!
Run! Run!
Give us directions, fast! This is it, right? We're in solitary, right? Yeah? Where now? Hello?
Keep going down the hall.
No, together. Not that.
There's people still in the room.
It's too late for them.
Go, go. We gotta move. We gotta move.
Damn it. Fuck, I can't see shit in here. Help me out, man.
Maintenance is behind you. You went too far. Turn around.
Go back.
What the hell is that?
Run!
Get them out of here!
It's McKibben.
What are we doing? We running? Jeremy!
Austin went in that cell. What came out? That wasn't him. I know y'all saw these kinds later, when they were bigger, but still at half size. He was just as mean and strong. The guy was massive, like the Hulk, tore out of what a most he was wearing. He looked at them, stepped towards Jeremy and Bogart.
Come on, man, come on! Jeremy!
Jeremy froze, spear in hand, as Austin moved towards them. We all thought it was gonna rip them to pieces. Just as it got close, the mob of infected caught up. Austin turned away, charged towards them instead.
Jeremy! Jeremy! Where are we supposed to go?
You see where they're fighting? That was the door.
What? Now where do we go?
More! There's more of them trying to get out! More big ones!
We can't go to maintenance anymore, so... fuck, this way! Find us a way out!
We're looking! Hold on!
It's killing them! It's on our side!
I doubt it's on any side. Oh, which way?
Hold on. We're looking for a way back.
No, wait. Follow me.
What?
I think I know where I'm going. I may know this area. There's another guard room over this way.
There. That door's open.
Wait. I don't know if that's it.
More on our butts! And move yours!
One of the automatic doors to the hallway, it closed on a laundry cart during lockdown. It didn't shut all the way.
Get over! Come on, take my hand!
Push the cart! Let the door shut! It's already trying to close!
It's broken. Grab what you can and pull. Come on!
They're coming!
I'll keep them back. Just close it. Hurry!
I'm trying! It's got me! Get it off!
Close it! Close it now!
It's shut!
Stuck in the door. The spear's pinched in. I can't get it. What? You okay?
I don't know. Apex? Oh. Where?
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
I thought you had my back!
I did. But I said nothing about the backpack.
It's just water, man. It's just water. The bottle cracked.
Thank God.
Yeah. No, thank me, man. I held him off.
Well, I shut the door.
Oh, yeah. Right onto my spear. Thanks.
We should move away from the door so they can't hear us.
Sounds like they're more excited by the pile of dead bodies.
You just gonna leave that in there?
Oh, you wanna try pull it out? I couldn't. No, I think the lock closed around the blade.
I can try.
You may want to save your strength and any water you have left.
Wait. What was that? Why?
So, leave it? Really?
Well, there's no infected in the hall you're in, but there's no exit either. Both ends are sealed by electronic doors.
Oh, come on, man. We're trapped.
Oh, shit.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He says there's no exit.
What?
I don't know what to say.
You don't, huh? You should have warned us. You're supposed to be our eyes, remember?
I'm sorry. It's hard to keep up.
You're sorry. That makes up for it. And you. You said you knew where we were going.
I said not to go this way.
Damn it, you did say that. But where else were we gonna go? Check the map. Cameras, whatever you gotta do, just find us a way out.
least we're safe.
I'd rather go up against any one of those things out there than be stuck in here. Big, small, doesn't fucking matter. One cell for another. And another, right?
We'll find a way out. They'll find something.
Two doors. Nothing but walls. What the hell can they find?
So what? There's absolutely no way out?
Here, go ahead. I'm sure they're gonna tell you exactly the same.
Hello? Hello?
Look, it may take some time. Find something, so...
Save your water.
Is there any other way out besides the doors? Through the vents? Anything useful?
We're gonna keep looking. When we find something, we'll let you know. For now, just stay away from the doors.
We'll look around and let you know if we find anything.
Fuck it. Let him look.
Won't hurt to try.
There's some tape in my bag. We can seal the water off at least. About half full.
Yeah. Do whatever the hell you want.
Is there a way out? Honestly?
No. There's pretty much nothing in that hall. It's meant to be a control point.
What the hell does that mean?
It means Jeremy's right. They're stuck.
What you see? What's going on?
You've been watching?
Everything. But are they really trapped?
Looks that way.
What are we gonna do? Danny? Danny!
They're halfway across the compound, and we're struggling to get somewhere that's just down the hall.
So we're just gonna leave them? Just like that? They're gone?
Look, I don't like it any more than any of you, but what can we do?
We'd kill ourselves just trying to get close.
We might need to cut our losses.
What if that was one of you in there?
Then we'd be stuck too.
Do you want to go? Should we keep trying?
No. You're right. It's too far.
Why can't we wait till it's clear again?
Not with those running around now.
It's hard enough to kill the normal kind. You really think we could get past that?
Why are all these different? They were just locked in solitary.
How far back can we look on the recordings?
I don't know how to do that.
Move. Let me see. Looks like only a few days of footage is on here. The rest is archived.
I'll find what you can.
Someone had to have opened those doors. No other way, right? They're not electronic.
No. Solitary only has keys.
Wait, there! Look! Him again. Ink. The guy we saw before.
This is a different time.
How does he keep getting back in?
And again.
She scrolled through the footage, and Ink appeared over and over, just going from one cell to the next, looking through the small window in the doors. In the 3 days of footage, he must have come back 4 or 5 times. It was the same every time, except once.
Look, he's writing something on the inmate sheet.
You sure? It's hard to see.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, no, it's the same. He keeps checking the window, like before. Fast forward to...
Wait, he does have keys.
With his free hand, he reached deep into his pocket and removed something. He took his time unlocking and opening the door. Inside, we could see a man on the floor, lifeless.
Is he dead?
Can you switch to another camera? I can't see.
Here, this one's better.
No, not him.
What are you doing?
Go away.
I know him, the man in the cell. Last time I went to court,
is that?
It's Funk.
Funk? His name is Funk?
That's just what we called him. Smelled awful.
Oh, I remember him. He suffered from that fish odor syndrome or whatever.
Well, he was nice.
I felt so sorry for him.
He was in solitary. How nice could he be?
You'd get in fights too if everyone picked on you.
Can we unpause now?
want to watch this.
Funk was dying, but he didn't react to his pleas. He held him down and shoved something into his arm. And seconds later, he turned Funk's head the other way and just bit deep into his neck.
Jesus.
He stuck him with something. You see that?
What the hell is he doing?
Funk twisted around in pain. I mean, you could see it in his eyes. He was infected for sure now. As he wiggled on the ground, he stepped out of view of the camera. I swear to God, he dragged another dead body into the cell. I guess he had to feed it or something. Then Ink just closed the door, walked away. Fast forward a little while after Jeremy and Bogart went down the hall, and Funk came out through the same door. He must have chewed his food, bone and all, because there was nothing left. And Funk got big, but he looked different than the others. His skin was dark green now.
He's doing it. That guy did something to Funk first, then infected him. That's what makes him so big. He may have done it to all of them in there.
But how and why? Why would he come back? Are you done now? Yeah, switch to live feed.
Wait. This is down there, right now? It's static.
Something broke the cameras.
Let me look. The feed's dead on all of them. The line must have gotten cut.
With everything going on down there, I'm not surprised.
Keep looking. There has to be a camera open. Check everyone you can.
I'll try. There's just so many to go through. Is there any way to get to the video archive?
Maybe you could go over the footage that we have and find out how he's coming in and out.
There's gotta be some way.
Jody looked, but it was impossible to retrace Ink's steps. We got close, but it was either too hard to track him in pitch black halls or the footage cut off before we could find where he got in. It was frustrating.
Is there any way to get into the video archive?
Not with my access. But keep looking. He left going this way. I mean, he had to go somewhere.
Wait, back up! Did you hear that?
That sounds like people.
Us kind of people, not sick.
Others are still alive in here?
Yeah. Here, look! The dining hall.
That's in Tower 2, right?
Looks like it.
There must have been 30 inmates. All still in blue jumpsuits, gathered in the room. They barricaded all the doors. Most of them were just sitting around like we were before, playing makeshift cards or whatever they could.
They're waiting it out.
They don't know that nobody's coming.
How did we not see this before?
There's over a few thousand cameras, all with different IDs. It's a needle in a haystack.
How far is that from Jeremy and Bogart?
Pretty far.
Could we talk to those inmates? I mean, is there any way we can get them a message?
I'm gonna keep moving the camera back and forth. Maybe someone will notice. Come on. Someone see it.
It must have been almost 5 minutes of going back and forth. Finally, someone looked up and noticed us in the corner.
They see us!
They must have had a leader among them or something, because only one approached the camera.
Hey, someone's using it. Shut up.
Dad, shut up! I can only move the cameras up and down, or side to side. Think they'll figure it out?
Can you get up?
Looks like he knows that.
No.
Ask him why not.
Oh, yeah, just let me. Is anyone coming to get us?
Should I answer?
Might as well.
What's taking him so long?
How many of you are there? Count up.
Should I count Jeremy and Bogart?
No.
No, right?
Tell them the truth. Won't help to lie.
At least now they know to get out, not stay around.
Okay. All right, we'll deal with that. Thank you.
That was it? No more questions?
That's all they needed. Now they'll try and get out.
I'll turn the camera light off, so they don't think we're here anymore.
If there's a silver lining to all this, we might just save their lives.
Danielle and I know this place, and we can't get out. What chance do they have?
What do we do about Jeremy and Bogart?
Here, give me a hand with the ceiling tile. I hand it down.
Should we say something?
Like what? There's no way out? Unless someone else has an answer, leave them be.
Well...
Well, what?
Never mind. No, we'd be killed too.
And what now?
We need to focus on ourselves.
Look, if there's nothing else for us to do, the last shot we have is digging out of Seven. Could take weeks. Hopefully our food and water can hold out, not to mention the generator. Unless somebody else has an idea.
So, we're moving on. Agreed?
Yeah.
Oh, me? You want my vote?
I do.
I suppose. If we have to, we have to.
Jody?
If there's no other choice.
So we agree.
What about Fredo? He can get to Seven.
Like he cares? Let him find his own way out.
Well, we might as well get started.
Okay. Follow me.
And now we're five.
So we dug. Two hammers, a drill. It's all that was left behind. We took shifts pounding away, digging through the back of a cell. It was hard work, rotated between the four of us. It was a lot tougher than digging into the supply room for food. At least there, we had the reward waiting on the other side. This felt like we were tunneling to nowhere. An entire day passed, and we barely made it 2 inches.
Okay. I think it's time for you to rotate in.
I'm finishing my lunch. I still have 10 minutes. Did you two get any further?
Barely. And now we gotta deal with the rebar. Still watching the cameras? Anything new?
Yeah, the inmates in the dining hall have been breaking apart the chairs and tables, making weapons, until this guy here stabbed that one, and then another fight broke out for some reason. They're all over the place.
Kind of makes you glad we're all getting along. Mostly.
You keep checking on them. Why you gotta do that to yourself?
I don't know.
Boy, maybe it's good you get away from this for a while.
I want to say something to them, but I don't think it'll help.
All right, what happens when a bug dies? It goes squish. And we're just big bugs. Who says it has to be anything more than this?
Lots of people.
What do they know? They don't know. No one knows. And anyone who tells you otherwise is just trying to sell you something.
I like to think that I know that there's something after this.
Hey, I'd like to think that too. It's just, you know, this whole reality thing to consider.
Just because you don't believe in something doesn't mean it's not there.
Mm-hmm. Say that to the unicorns, man. Hey, you're barking up the wrong tree here. I'm never gonna buy into that. So just let this old bug get squished in peace.
We can't die in here. This can't be it.
There's no way out. I know it. You know it. Hell, even they know it. Why else has no one responded over the radio? Because they don't want to remind us of bad news.
No one is coming. But God is our true savior. Sent to sing eternal afterlife on the account of good behavior. Yeah. Maybe this is just some test. God has to have more for me.
And are you so much better than all those countless other dead or dying out there? No one's looking out for you, Bogart. It's just you and me in here.
If it's so hopeless, why wait until we starve? Or have to do what Gavin did to survive? Do you know how horrible that would be? If you know this is the end, why don't we just offer ourselves to be done with it?
Because I ain't a coward. I'll sit here until my last dying breath, if that's what it takes. I'd rather look death in the face.
And you're not scared. Even if today was your last day.
Fear of death is what created all that bullshit that you believe in the first place. We live, we breathe, we eat, we fuck, we die. Came from dust, and we'll all go back to it. You and I are not as significant as you may believe.
Isn't that hard? To think that your time here, there's no plan, that this is it.
It is. But that's why you make it worth something, and you enjoy every minute you have.
Have you enjoyed every minute? I can't imagine you have, being in jail.
Some of us don't get the opportunity to. And yes, it is incredibly hard to know your life's just ticking away in here, and you're not gonna get it back. Or even now, when you can hear the clock winding down.
I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I just want to help.
Hey, I know you do, man. I know. And that's your way. I just ask you to respect mine. Hey, in some ways, I envy you. To not know that death is permanent.
It isn't. It can't be. I know it's not. Someone's watching us. They have to be. Please!
Yeah, you know, I was gonna say, don't call them here, but hey, whatever. Keep going.
This can't be it!
All right. Come on. You can stop now.
I don't deserve this.
Shh, easy. Hey, it's all right.
I don't want to die in here.
Yeah, me either.
I was gonna get out and get to be on the outside today. I was almost free.
I know, man.
Could be a lot worse. Could have been just one of us in here.
Cry me a river, right?
Shut up!
Okay.
Why'd you have to pull my name? Makes you feel any better,
I would have picked you anyway.
Me? Biggest chicken of the bunch.
You're the real deal, Bogart. Say what's on your mind, you got a big heart, someone I can trust. I'd rather have you by my side in the end than anyone else, at least, you know, from the names of the hat. There's a long list of girls who I wouldn't mind being stuck in here with, but...
I think we would have gotten along out there. You and me.
I'm sorry I dragged you into this. Part of me kind of knew this might happen.
If you thought that, why'd you volunteer?
You're doing enough bad in your life, you need to balance it out a little bit. I just thought we could have at least made it halfway. Turned the power off, got the others out.
You're serious.
Give someone a chance. What good would come of this?
If we all died,
Hey, come on, guys. Break's over. I need you in here.
What? It's not my turn.
Jody. Jody!
Jeremy? Bogart?
Oh, Jody! The radio! Get it!
All right,
get it!
Easy, man. It's probably nothing.
What are you doing? I thought we agreed not to get their hopes up.
It's good to hear your voice again. What's going on?
We're gonna get you out.
I told you we weren't gonna die in here. Someone's watching us.
Yeah, it's her.
You better have some magic trick up your sleeve, because if not...
I do. Get all the weapons you can, and meet me upstairs.
Have you been working on something? Is that why you've been quiet?
What, you can't just tell me now?
Just do it! I think we could try something.
Well, I think I should know if you're gonna...
I'm still putting it together. Just give me a minute. But... it's good.
All right, fine. Should some of us stay behind, keep digging?
We may not need to anymore.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, go, hurry.
You just gonna keep us dangling here?
Just give me a minute, but this might work.
From that? You just figured something out from them talking?
No. I knew a while ago. But something changed.
Wait, what? What changed?
Okay, Bogart and Jeremy can hear you.
Let's face it. The Sallyport may be the only way out. Can't kill the power, right? Not without going where those big ones are. There's only one other place.
Wait.
You want to go to Central?
What, this again? Simeon, bring it up on camera.
All right.
Look at this. The place is still swarming with them. By the time you figure out which switch opens what, they're going to be on top of you.
Then I won't stay in Central. I made this to open the doors in Block 7. If I plug it in directly into that board, I can control it remotely with the phone, as long as I'm in range of the laptop. It's similar to the board in 7, right?
I think so. If that works, I mean, you could control almost every security door in this jail.
You're saying we could just walk right out of here?
Not everyone. You are right. They'll be all over us. I timed it out. With help, I could probably make it there. Hook up the laptop within a minute, and duck in the closest room they won't be in. But I gotta stay in the area, and I don't know how far this will reach. By that time, they're gonna know where we are. How many inmates are in those two blocks?
About 140.
One-way trip.
Can I see those blueprints?
Yeah, I wanna see those too.
Is that why you didn't say anything about this before? Because it had to be you?
Maybe.
You'd be able to get Bogart and Jeremy out of there, too.
I already looked. There's a way I could guide them to get back here, going around solitary.
But all this comes at a big cost. Gavin, is digging even an option anymore?
Yeah, well, I may have overestimated what we could do. Walls are a lot better made than I thought.
So this is it, then?
But you can't go alone either, can you?
Are you sure you want to do this?
What else is there? It's this or nothing. And the longer we wait, Bogart and Jeremy don't have any food.
Should I let them speak?
Sure.
What can you say to that?
Okay, all right. Hold on. Don't get ahead of yourself. This may not be as bad as you think. I might have something. Hold this down again.
Okay.
Okay, look. If you close off these doors here and here, everywhere leading to Central, no new infected could make it to you. Then if you open up these two, there's a direct path outside that gives them a way out. Once they're clear, we all meet up, get on the bus, get the hell out of here.
Even if I get those doors open, they won't know how to get outside.
So you need someone to go with you and someone else to lead them outside. Ooh.
¿Necesitas ayuda? Puedo ir.
¿Sabes a dónde vamos?
Entiendo. Tú y yo.
Fredo says he'll go.
Well, that was easy. Sure was quiet all the other times we needed him. Huh. Oh. All we ever had to do was send you. I think it's sweet.
Fredo, tú sabes que vamos a ir ahí. Es muy malo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're the only one he cares about.
No one's gonna argue with that. I guess that means that you just need someone for bait. Someone who knows the prison really well. Maybe who even has a car outside the Sally Port to get them away from the bus.
Are you volunteering, Gavin?
You're putting your ass on the line, as those two did. I guess it's about time we all did the same.
No, Gavin, you're still recovering. I can do it.
Are you sure?
You can open the Sally Port. You know it better. I'm pretty sure I'm a better runner. But Jody, you think you can trust Fredo? You were worried about him before. About him, he's not gonna
try. I know he won't hurt me. I think he'll protect me.
You hope.
So, what do you guys say?
Of course we like it. How could we not? But why not give us a path back to Central instead? Help get Jody and Fredo out. Mind taking a stab at one of those big ones, literally.
I can mark the way you and Bogart could come back on the blueprints. You think you can read it fast enough and get them out?
Me?
You can keep up this time?
You're controlling the doors. You need to tell everyone where to go.
Are you sure?
Nobody else can do it.
That's a lot of pressure. And we only have two radios.
There's more in Central on the rack in the back corner. We'll take this one and get the Sally Port open. You call when you're ready.
So that's a yes, right?
I'll get you out. I also want to try and open the doors for the guys in the chow hall. Unless they've torn each other apart already.
Ya nos vamos?
Soon, Fredo. Soon.
Oh, shit. What happened?
I don't know. Something's trying to get in.
One of those big kinds. Found them.
Is it gonna get in there?
You feel that? What's going on?
One of those big kinds. It's trying to get into the others in the dining hall.
There's people in the dining hall?
Oh, we didn't tell you? Sorry. But we need to act fast before it...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Friday, June 3rd. Join us again for the conclusion of We're Alive, Lockdown. Starring Michael Clarke as Bogart, Kim Estes as Chuck, Colby Clayton Lemaster as Simeon, Leslie Uvay as Jody, James Quattrochi as Mark, Edward Zajac as Gavin, Rogelio Ramos as Fredo, Britt Rose as Danielle, Scott Marvin as Bert, Brett Newton as Puck, Constance Parm as CJ, and Steven Weber as Jeremy. Written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Casting director David Seddon. Sound design Grayson Stone. Music composed by Daniel Burkhoff Hopkins. Associate producers Christian Champagne and John Bennett. Additional sound editing K.C. Whalen, Robert Bradley. Zinterns, Lauren Kroon, Chris Arnold, Anthony Nuno Jr., graphic artist, Stanley Von Medvey. Voice cut editors, Michelle and Robert Montiel. Kickstarter graphics, Ben Hozak, Taryn Henderson, Will Pitney. Jail research, Ray Husky. Additional voices by Rio Magdaleno, Charlie Magdaleno, Chris Arnold, Greg Miller, Adam Young, Casey Wayland, Grayson Stone, Daniel Burkoff Hopkins, Wendy Lucas, Phil Nieto, Marcos Klassen, Catherine Eaton, Ryan Smith, and Joshua Kieser. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.